Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified to do your thing on the side. Still dating, man, don't you be deceived.
Church Contending for the Faith broadcast. Today we're going to be discussing about this group called the United House of Prayer for All People. We're going to have a panel discussion today about that. And we would like to welcome everybody, all the listening audience today to the show. It's going to be a panel discussion. Ben Harris here.
God bless you.
We also have Sister Johnson. Okay. Now, we're going to open up the floor on this discussion. But the United House of Prayer for All People is an organization that started back in 1919, and it was started by Daddy Grace, Sweet Daddy Grace, which his real name is Manuel. His name is Marcelino Manuel de Braca, and he was born in Brava in the Cape Verde Islands, West Africa. So, you know, there's a lot of different things going on with it. Religion is really an occult group, and we will get into some of the things that the intrinsic organization had a number of leaders since it has many years ago. Matter of fact, it happened in January 1960, but you'll get to seeing a lot of detail about, you know, examining this group, about what their beliefs are, the symbols that they use, the way the service is organized, the way they worship the leader. And pretty much he's assumed as God to them. And we'll just turn over this discussion, and they want to give you some inside detail further about the organization called the United House of Prayer. We know that, you know, God said that his house shall be called, you know, the House of Prayer. But this group right here called the United House of Prayer for All People is something else. It is far-fetched from the Word of God. And we're going to get into, you know, some details about it. You know, they're known in different states. They have churches all around the country. It is a large organization. They actually have the Baphomet symbol on their churches. And you can see these things. It will be loaded onto this Blog Talk episode. You'll be able to see some pictures of what we're talking about here. And they worship the leader, Daddy Grace, and he's pretty much sat on a throne, and he was the founder. So, you know, there's a book out that really explains a lot of detail about it, to even some of the ones that were not in the United House of Prayer, but there's a lot of information online about it. Daddy Grace, you know, considered himself to be able to have special powers or something. You know, he considers himself to be, you know, like Jesus. He said he can raise the dead. There's different things. You know, when they sing, they put Daddy Grace's name in the song, you know, where Jesus is supposed to be.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Ready Church and Center for the Faith broadcast. And tonight, our discussion will be talking about the United House of Prayer for All People. And somehow, I was on, and we were on, but we were disconnected. Thank you for bearing with us. And once again, this discussion is going to be about the United House of Prayer for All People, an organization that was started back in 1919 by Marcelino Manuel da Graca, and he was born in Baba in the Cape Verde Islands, West Africa, and he basically built this organization, and we're going to talk about how this organization is occultic and some of the different, you know, intrinsic things that is going on within the organization that we are to examine, because these people are bringing in a lot of people, and they claim that they are, you know, the true church or something, and that, you know, all others outside of that are going to hell. So, you know, that lets you know that this is a cult group. And, you know, this group was started many years ago. They went through about three leaders, first one being Daddy Grace, and the second one being McCullough, and the third one being Madison, and the current one being Bailey. So, you know, we have an open panel here tonight. We have Pastor Harris, and we have Sister Aralene, and we have our host here today as well. We're just going to move further in it. This organization called the United House of Prayer is not like the House of Prayer that Jesus talked about, where he said, "My house shall be called the House of Prayer." This is a totally different set here that would be United House of Prayer. Their building actually has the Baphomet symbol on each of the buildings. They have they have several houses of prayer. They have, I know I can tell you, the one down in Washington, D.C., and the one in New York. And, you know, you can look, because we're going to put this slideshow up there to let you see some of the examples of what we're talking about, so you can know and be alert and on guard. So I'm going to open it up with some of the panel tonight so they can discuss further.
Praise the Lord, Ready Church. I just thank God for being a part tonight. Thank God for this discussion on the House of Prayer. They are well known for their exuberant types of worship, their fire hose baptisms, their singing and dancing, and the playing of instruments in the sanctuary. I know that once you go into the House of Prayer, I was told that the middle aisle, you know, as you walk down the aisle, the middle aisle is only for the bishop. and that that's roped off, and they really worship this man as their Lord and Savior. They think he can heal their body and he can save them for their sins. But we know tonight that only the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins. That's why Jesus came. Jesus died, and he rose again on the third day. So it was no man can save you from your sins tonight, only the precious blood of Jesus. And we just thank God for this discussion and pray that your hearts and your mind will be open tonight to receive this word.
Certainly, we are glad to be a part of this panel discussion in regards to the United House of Prayer for All People. And it is considered as a cult group. I've had experience with some people that actually go to that goes to the House of Prayer. And basically, when you kind of talk to people, you can kind of sense whether or not they're really connected with Jesus. When they're connected with the Word, you can kind of sense that they're connected, with biblical truth. But a lot of times, if you talk to people, you can kind of discern and tell where their hearts are, whether or not they're connected with the Word or whatever they're connected with. But this particular organization is the whole foundation of its doctrines are geared around their leader. Their present leader is Bishop Bailey. But it started with Daddy Grace, and they, and my set is about Daddy Grace or Bishop Grace, what they call him, that he was one who loved money, and I can see similarities on church today in regards to how they're just driven by money. Usually when their leader walks down the aisle, the people are giving him money as he proceeds to his place that they have set up, similar to a throne. And a lot of times they have lights in the pulpit to, I guess, so people can visually see him. He's waving, and the people are in a frenzy, and they're falling out, and, some of them are speaking in some kind of tongue or just gibber or foaming at the mouth. But everything we do or say must be centered around Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who died for our sins. He rose again on the third day. But their doctrine, they believe that even some have stipulated in their particular organization that Daddy Grace is going to be, he's going to come back from the dead. The only one that was raised from the dead is, it was Jesus Christ. And we got to kind of watch how, some tactics, even in Christendom today, and how men, even in Christian faith, even today, how they, I see some similarities how they manipulate people and cause them to do things contrary to Scripture. The Bible, I want to read a scripture here in Acts chapter 20. Here the Apostle Paul is speaking to the church in Acts. He said, "For I know this, that after my departing, shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them." And certainly in these last evil days, you must know the Lord for yourself and have a discerning heart so you won't be caught up with any kind of these cultic and cult activity that's going on today, so that we can stay free of these things. so that when the Lord comes back, that we would be ready. We're gonna turn it over to the host again, and we possibly may come back and share some more information in regards to the United Holy, United House of Prayer.
Praise the Lord. I'll be coming from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3. It says, let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, and the son of perdition. Philippians 3 and 18 said, for many, many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tells you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. I'm telling you, we're really living in the end time. We're seeing so many different churches and different denominations coming together as one. And as you do your studies, you begin to see that the enemy had already planted this time in which we're living in, where the churches are including in it everything. And as we were looking back at the United House of Prayer, and we see that in their teaching they have a lot of inclusion, because it said United House of Prayer for all people. You can be you can believe in whoever you want to believe. You know, it's just inclusion, and that's what we have to be very, very careful about in this last hour. They worship Daddy Grace. You know, even he was out before even Reverend Ike. I guess he caught on to what he saw Daddy Grace doing, and he went into the prosperity. And that's what we hear a lot about today. A lot of these ministers and ministries, it's all about money. It's about building empires. And, you know, it's all about the flesh, being hungry for everything but the word of God. And we're here tonight to try to get you to understand that Jesus is soon to come, and you must seek the word of God like never before. Get into the word of God and know what his word is saying to you, because he said there are many would come and to deceive you and turn you away from truth. And that's why we're here, trying to expose all these different doctrines and teachings and stuff that's really not of Christ. And as we study, even in with Daddy Grace, I believe he grew up in the Roman Catholic teachings and doctrine, and we see a lot of that stuff coming up now. They're saying all roads lead to Rome. Well, who was it that, you know, killed Jesus? It was the Romans that was going after him. We're supposed to be going on that straight and narrow path that leads only to Jesus Christ. It's not about man. Even with Reverend Ike, you began to hear him say that he was Jesus. That was the same thing that Daddy Grayson, Mason, and McCullen, and all these and Bailey are telling you, that they are God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We must stick to the word of God. That's why we're trying to expose these things, so that you get into the word of God and let the word of God get inside of you and teach you. He said he will lead you into all truth on today. And that's why we're here. You say, well, why y'all keep talking about this and that? Because we're living in a crucial time. Jesus is soon to come. He's on his way back. I'm telling you, when you see the state that the world is in and the way that the church is today and how much they have changed, and God's word says he remains the same, we must not give God's glory to no man. That's what we're trying to say here. Don't lift up man, but lift up Jesus. They're singing songs that lifting up man. We're to lift up Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, he came to restore us back where we were separated with sin. And Jesus was sent on the scene, his precious blood. He died on the cross for you and I on today. We want you to get your focus back. There's so much going on in this world. It's chaos. Chaos everywhere. But we know one thing for sure. If you get in the word of God, he said he don't change. His word remains the same. You can keep your focus, and you'll be headed on the right road. And that's that one way, and that's Jesus Christ himself. channel.
I was noticing that within that cult group called the United House of Prayer that this man, they include him in their song, you know, where you're supposed to be singing to Jesus, you know, worshiping the true and living God. You know, you don't hear about that in their song. That's not the central focus of their song. You know, it's not about the Holy Ghost. It's not about, you know, God. It's not about Jesus. They're singing about Daddy, Grace, in their song.
Yeah.
So they're very much known for their music and their, you know, jazz style. Like, you know, a lot of people compare it to New Orleans style horns and bands sound like that. So, you know, they have those convocations. They have one in September, and it was a 7-day duration for that convocation. And like, one year was from September the 14th through like the 21st. But yeah, so they're lifting up these men. They have their own type of way that no one can walk in the aisle. No one can, you know, no one's feet can touch ground on that carpet in the middle of the aisle except for Daddy Grace. Whoever they have in the office, you know, to lead their whole organization. See, they're set churches in their group. They have pastors over them, but the Daddy Grace is like their God in their, you know, in their respective groups. So they're worshiping these people, and they're going into a frenzy. And, you know, as the pastor talked about, you know, how, you know, the lady was going into, you know, frenzy, and she was foaming at her mouth and, you know, going hysterical over this man that she sees. And, you know, they're doing, and he's, you know, doing like the wave, like, you know, like Queen Elizabeth and like all these prime leaders that you see in the Pope and, you know, anybody, Hitler or somebody, you know, people like that. And they're sending these people off into a frenzy. Even, you know, you can see that things like that happening with some of the music, you know, with the Beatles and Michael Jackson and different ones that had that demonic influence. That you know, that you're supposed to be worshiping God, that, you know, they're not. You know, they have a certain seat that, you know, that he was sitting in, a throne. This man was about 5'8" tall, but they have like this high chair that he sits in, and, you know, it's so many feet wide and tall, and, you know, it's reserved only to him. You know, they roll out the, you know, the red carpet for him only to walk on. You know, if you walk on that carpet, you can now about be killed. Or, you know, it's really that serious how they, you know, worship this man, you know, in flesh. So it's just really something.
Also, they have, you know, guards walking beside him as he's proceeding to sit on that, in that chair, call it his throne. And as he's walking, proceeding to that chair, people are giving him money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if he touches them, people are falling out and going into a frenzy. And same similarities I've seen and I've known, even in charismatic circles. And heard, you know, Fred Price, of, you know, came through town, and people, as he walked down the aisle, people giving him money and so on and so forth. And I see various comparisons, even in Christian, the so-called Christian faith, that, you know, being the central, you know, doctrine of the Bible, that I see certain similarities of worship. Even so, in Christian today, that folk are worshiping men, and rather than worshiping God Almighty. You know, and I know the United, the House of Prayer for All People is considered a cult, But in some ways, in Christendom, sometimes we can sway to the left and be sort of cultic that you go so overboard that you can't even see what's right and what's wrong, can't even, you know, discern what is true. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. Nobody should follow any person, any man, I don't care who they are, to the point that you do whatever they say. You just bow down and just do it without checking it out and see whether or not it is biblically sound. And certainly this particular group, you know, they have their parades every year in different cities, and they have their baptisms every year. But the central focus, you know, like our host said tonight, it is the individual. Daddy Grace is the, you know, founder, McCullen, Madison, and the present leader is Bailey. But, you know, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, he said he's going to draw men. So we got to be very careful that we don't fall into the same trap that these people under this particular organization, even in Christendom today, that we don't fall in these particular traps. And we got people in Christendom today that are doing all kind of stuff, and folks are making excuses for what they do. We can't make excuses for them. You know, the same God that brings judgment and that brings chastisement on us, that, you know, on these folk that are in the house of prayer for all people, God is going to bring judgment even among so-called, you know, Pentecostal, Baptist, whatever you call yourself, denomination. You got to obey the word of God. You got to do what God says. And God wants the leaders to walk humbly before the Lord. And that's, see, and your greatest success is the time of your greatest temptation, where a lot of men fall when they reach a level of success. And we're seeing a lot of folks that are in Christendom today, they have reached a pinnacle of success. They are more subject to fall at that place of success than any place in your life. And that's why we've got to stay humble before the Lord. And I know that certain leaderships nowadays don't believe in walking humbly before the Lord and being submissive to the Lord, being committed to the Lord. Because the ministry nowadays, you know, even comparison to the United House of Prayer, the ministry mostly is about them. There is a lot of compromise. And I think about Joseph. And what the assignment that God placed on his hands is that, you know, how that he was sold in slavery and how that he was lied on. And, you know, that Potiphar's wife said that he raped her. But nevertheless, he stayed grounded. And there's a lot of leaders today. I mean, you have reached a level of success, but you have swayed it away from the word of God. And God wants to speak to you today through the message today that you would come, that you would repent and come back to the Lord and walk humbly before the Lord. And a lot of leadership schools, they don't even teach walking humbly and submissive before the Lord. And a lot of folks, instead of you sit in the middle chair, you need to sit in the side chair. You know, and the side chair is the place where the Bible calls us servants. And we need to get back to the place where we're in, that those that are in leadership, we serve rather than be served. And we got to be very careful in these last and evil days that we stay grounded. No matter what happens, no matter what success that we might find ourselves engaging in, we got to keep our eyes on Jesus. That ministry, that the ministry that you think you have, is not about you. The ministry that have been charged to you, it comes from the Lord, if the Lord has given you that ministry. He said, I charge you to preach the word instant, in season and out of season, when folk want to hear it, and when they don't want to hear it, amen, the word of the Lord, he said, I charge you, I command you. It is your divine responsibility and duty to preach the word. And a lot of folks that's like in these particular organizations, they don't even preach the word. And a lot of folks, even in Christendom, they're changing the word. Come on, they're taking away from the word. They're adding to the word. They're basically doing what they want to do to manipulate the people. But one day, the Bible said, after death, after you die, then you will stand before God and give an account for the deeds that have been done in your body, the deeds that have been done in your life. And that's the thing that should, you know, cause us to think about that day is coming where the Lord is going to, you know, charge us for whatever we supposed to did and didn't do it. But that day is surely coming soon, and very soon.
We just want to go back to where they were saying that how it's basically like the spirit of Catalina in the church where these people are falling out. One girl, they had to take Catalina, where they had to take her basically out of the service, and how one particular person was telling me about the parades in Baltimore that when Daddy Grace would come down the street, people would hand him their soda bottles, and he would actually spit in the bottle. And that is just like in Galatians, the Bible asks us, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Thank you, God, that you would just worship this man when God clearly told us not to have any other gods before him, that he's the true and the living God tonight, and we shouldn't be worshiping any other person or putting anything before God tonight. God is just so good, and he's been so kind to us, and how God said that, you know, that he gave his only begotten son for us tonight. It wasn't Daddy Grace. It wasn't Bishop McCullough. It wasn't none of them who died on the cross. It was Jesus Christ who went to the cross for us tonight. And we just thank God most of all for the word of God on tonight. It's a lamp unto our feet. If you would just get in the word and find out what the word of God says, there's no way you'd be worshiping these men tonight. You will only be lifting up the name of Jesus on tonight. So we just thank God for the pound, and we thank God for the work, Ready Church, on tonight. And we thank God for the listeners. We pray that something has been said tonight to help you along your way. And to God be the glory.
Also, I was looking at a on Daddy Grace's site, says that they even said that he could raise people from the dead. I mean, come on. I mean, if he was a life giver, why he's not here? And then why are you going from one leader to another leader? And I mean, you worshiping people that's got to die just like you. You know, come on. I mean, it's getting late in the evening, you know, and we need to get our focus back right. Also, there was another statement that Daddy Grace had up there that salvation is by grace and only by grace himself. He's talking about himself. He actually thinks that he is God himself. And it says that he said he has given God a vacation. Come on. And since he's on vacation, don't worry about him if you sin against God. I mean, come on now. I mean, some things are just common sense here. You know, your mind is a battleground for the devil, and that's why the enemy just don't want you to seek God's face. He don't want you to get in the word of God. He wants you to worship man instead of worshiping God. And a lot of these mega churches and churches today, I mean, people are not reading their Bible. They're just taking what these men and women are saying, and I mean, they're really worshiping them. They are your God. They're your idols. And even when they hear you exposing things and stuff, that, I mean, they say they save, and they'll cuss you out and say all nasty type things. And, you know, and the Word of God talks about profanity, so I don't know what in the world, you know, preachers and leaders think they can say in it and everything out of your mouth, you know, your tongue, you know, there's a whole scripture, chapter about your tongue, you know, so come on now, we as Christians, we must live the life. I mean, sinners are still dying every day,
and they're looking for an answer. We want you to know that Jesus is still the answer. I don't care what you may have gotten caught up in, or, you know, maybe you, you know, gotten into wrong doctrine, wrong teaching, or whatever, and God is sending truth by you now. So if you can hear the word of God in this last hour, you can live, because there's life in the word of God. Everything else is going down, but the word of God. You see, these men that we're talking about tonight, they went down. Where's Daddy Grace? He's not here. You know, but the word of God is the only thing that can be able to stand. You must seek God's face like never before and run for your life.
Reverend Ike and different ones that, you know, it was into the prosperity thing as far as the money. And
Daddy Grace collected up to 42 very large and expensive mansions filled with expensive furniture and works of art. You know, he had houses in the United States as well. It was a center-sized room mansion in Havana, Cuba. You know, so there's a lot of, you know, going after, you know, money being, you know, worshipped and, you know, the thing that he proliferated, you know, with the prosperity thing, just as Reverend Ike, who said that he was Jesus. So seeing a lot of that come on the scene.
Oh, yes. We must run.
Prostitution.
Mm-hmm. Prostitution.
Yeah.
I was reading a article saying that Daddy Grace got charged for bringing women across the border, and they were being used for prostitution. He said they were being used for missionaries, but it was actually when he brought them across, they were being used for sexual pleasures, things of that nature. We just got to be very careful. And even you see in Christian today, they're using people in that congregation for, you know, some of the women in their churches are their concubines. You got pastors, they got wives, but the women in their church sleep with the women in their church. This ought not to be. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, expose them. Amen. If stuff ain't right, God expects you as a righteous man or righteous woman of God to just don't stand by and just watch it keep going on. And basically, you know, we're just trying to give you truth, and, you know, so that you won't, you know, follow behind error. Makes no difference how big their name is. Makes no difference if they don't went to Cuba, Hawaii, or Florida. It makes no difference where they, you know, they fly an airplane or they ride a bicycle. It makes no difference where they got a Mercedes or where they got a Volkswagen. One day, you're going to have to stand before God and give an account for all the works that you did, all the manipulation, all the lies that you told to manipulate people. We got people, you know, Leroy Thompson, he that's his specialist. He's a money-coming prophet. The Bible said, in all things I wish that you would prosper as your soul. What is the state of your soul? What is the state of your spiritual life? See, all of those things, you see, even in Hollywood, they got a lot of money, but they are miserable. Been married 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 times. They keep getting married because they ain't happy. They need to seek and find, amen, what they need for their souls. The only person that can fill the void in their heart, it is Jesus.
Yeah.
And we got to be very careful nowadays, you know, how we, you know, receive certain things that may be, you know, look good to us, you know. And, you know, you even got some folks, well, you know, they're trying to be like certain preachers, and they'll put it on the credit card, get a suit like him, get a car like him, go get in debt and buy a house like him and everything. The only person we're supposed to be imitating is Jesus. And Paul clearly said in the word, he said, follow me, pursue me as I follow Christ. Or in other words, if I am not following the principles of Christ, the life of Christ. Do not follow me.
Okay.
And we're seeing a lot of this garbage that is being promoted even in the body of Christ today. We're not sharing with you about the United, the house of prayer, but we got a lot of garbage. We got a lot of stuff going on in the Church of the Living God today. And God said, I'm going to start at my house. But he said, I'm going to go next door and start at somebody else's house. He said, judgment must begin. It must start in the house of God. And some of the things that we're seeing, it is the hand of God against some men who claim to be great men and mighty men, but they're not excluded from the word. The same thing that Jesus said to you and I, they have to obey the word too. The Bible says, even much more, so much is given, much is required. So we can no longer excuse their loose living, them doing anything and say, well, God understands. No, some of them need to be literally sit down, put out of the pulpit, and put in a place where they realize, why did I yield to that particular area that I know the Bible says I should not yield myself to? And saints, we got to get around those folks that keep us grounded. And a lot of them, their head is big as a Goodyear blimp. And that's why they do the things that they do, because they're full of pride. The Bible says, even as Satan was full of pride and lost his lofty high position in heaven because he started looking at himself. And that's what's wrong with a lot of ministries today. You're looking at yourself instead of looking at Jesus. When you look at yourself, you still a failure, because Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing.
All right.
But when we look to him, he will cause all things